do whatever they want with you. So let's welcome our international audience right away. Our virtual church. Welcome, welcome. Good morning, good evening for the rest of you all there online. So, beloved, I'll say this. I'll start the series of messages. I'll call it this way. Restoration of DNA of the champion. In this series, I'll have a couple of messages. I've said the first message before, and I wasn't aware that I was going to go that way. But the first message, how was it called? It's people of honor. Remember when I talked about people of honor? So, beloved, right away I want to explain to you that this series of messages, it is meant to bring back the DNA. Do you understand that church has been stolen from, and we've talked about this before, that the DNA of champions was taken out. Church became weak and gossiped, lies, walks in compromise and hatred, and all of that is inside churches. And the devil flourishes when brother goes against brother. When there are wonderful women, are women of God, are standing there and say that my friends left me because they started speaking about Jesus. Beloved, what sort of absurd are we living in? This is absurd. You understand that these things really touch me, and they, you know what? It's great when the Holy Spirit touches, when it moves. It's like when we walk in spiritual things, but beloved, listen, it's important for me, for people of principles to rise up, people of honor, and beloved, and the things that I will share with you, often it's not even connected with the Spirit, it's connected with your mentality, and that individual that you want to become. You understand me, right? And often it's not important how much rolling around you do in the glory. It's great when that happens. Wonderful. But who are you on the inside? That's what I care about, really. When all this, you know, manifestations stop, and they will stop, because I'm saying we're going from power, from glory to glory, from strength to strength. One thing is over, another thing starts. It doesn't matter. But you have to remain unchangeable inside, a person of honor, a person of strength, of God's glory, of His principles. Amen? So, beloved, restoration of DNA of a champion. First message was people of honor. Right now, we're going to go to another message that I've called an invisible battle. Right now, beloved, we will talk about will of a man or a woman. Beloved, this message is so misunderstood. Totally misunderstood thing. Beloved, do you know that all of us sitting here, thousands of people that are watching us all over the world right now, I'll say this, we want to be champions, victorious in this visible world. We all want to look like champions. We want to dress like victorious. This victory from the outside is not as important as the invisible battle and victory on the inside. Because on the outside, you can lie and pretend and look like you're victorious. But what do you carry inside is the true you. So, beloved, invisible battle. One of the biggest qualities that have been given to a man by God is free will, church. Beloved, what I'm going to tell you right now, I'll tell you this. I want to jump start or give you a boost, call it whatever, or to start the engine and tell you that you have plenty of strength to rise up. You were just had defeated or stolen will. The problem is not in the lack of the Word of God. Our problem, the biggest problem in the church is that one moment you say, enough, I've had it. And you yourself give up. And you give away your will yourself. And you don't get up and say, oh, I'm sick, I don't have power and strength. Beloved, I've seen people that have legs or hands and do great things for Jesus. The problem is not in your body parts, or if you have a voice or you don't have a voice, or your children died, or you have children, or your husband is not here with you. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is inside you, and you have to understand this is that pearl that you cannot pass by. It is the will that has been given by God to you.
It is something
that the spirit of darkness cannot bind ever. It can bind your hands, take your freedom away from you, but the will, we can only give away the will. And so if some of you sit here and you don't have will, your free will, listen to me very carefully. The devil didn't take it away from you. You gave it away personally. You stopped battling. You said, enough. I've had it. Enough of pain. Enough of all of this stuff. Enough of crying. And you give it all away. And now the devil is sitting and enjoying his hybrid, which he calls Christianity, that for many years now is divided in itself, and there are not many that are on fire for God and carry the truth and live without a compromise. And when people get to know God and rise up, I'm one of those, beloved, that went through these things. When I started searching for God in my Pentecostal church, many, many years ago, all the prophets went against me. At first, I didn't understand. I'm thinking, what is this? Did I lose my mind? And when I was, you know what, my God, I'm not going to say what I was doing in the middle of the church and sitting in the back row, what I was participating in. Nobody could care for that. But as soon as I started praying at youth prayers, so I was becoming more visible, and people started hearing me in my house being filled with people. I attracted attention of all the elite. What is this that you are loving yourself? I'm praying. Why is it that you could care less when I was sinning and doing horrible things where I was hanging out with girls after church? From your own church. No, explain that to me. Why is it nobody cared about that? And now, when I am praying at my home and my house is full of youth that is on fire of the Holy Spirit, I am interesting to everyone now, and that is a spirit. Beloved, again, I tell you this, on this earth there are two seeds, and don't be confused. There's the seed of God and the seed of Satan. And it's very sad that sometimes the ones that we don't want to see there get into the bad category, but every one of us has a chance, a choice where I want to be. And when the light will shine upon me, will I hide from the light, or I'll embrace it and say, God, clean out here, clean out there. I saw that I'm dirty. I am a man of unclean lips. Purify me. And I live amongst people that have unclean lips. And so, go back into the will. One of the biggest qualities that have been given by God to people is free will, to live and do whatever and however you want to do it. Do you know that everyone will be responsible for the things, but on this earth, God does not control you, even if you live unrighteously. It's free will. You do whatever you want. Every one of us will speak and answer for our own deeds, for our own works. It will be later. But I'll tell you this, beloved, when you live on this earth, God will never, ever control anyone and will never take anyone's will away, or it does not apply pressure and make you do something you don't want to do. There are other organizations that do that. And believe me, they're not gods. God is love. Love never applies pressure or destroy, or it does not go against human will, ever. There's nothing more dangerous than defeated will, church. So, until your will is not defeated, you cannot consider yourself to be defeated.
Beloved,
they can knock you down 120 times a day, but as long as you get up and rise up, say no, you are victorious. The devil is concentrated all of us on this falling, but God says, children, listen, I want to concentrate you on your will, and your will is to raise up. Even if you're bloody, beat up, maybe you'd lost something, but you raise up and say, no, devil, I am victorious. Yes, so what if I drink? Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, I sit here and slip back. But I get up and rise up and say, that is not me. It's the nature of darkness. I am not planning on being here. My identification is Christ, and God knows. And when I rise up and turn around towards him, he says, my son, you're victorious. You know, for you think that, oh God, this life is so hard, I'm a nobody. You know that the same way defeated man on this earth is the biggest individual before angels, because you live in something that they cannot even understand. Because, beloved,
if you,
you know, whatever it is you have on you, on your life, place that into the spirit realm, or angels, you know what? If angels or the guardians of heaven during the times of Enoch were not able not to sin, can you imagine what we have to do, the ones that were born in sin? What things we have to go through? You hear? You don't comprehend what I'm saying? No matter what condition you'd be in right now, you are victorious. Don't you dare think that you're not. The fact that you got up this morning, dressed yourself, and crawled here, you are victorious because you said, no, I will not live like a loser. I will come here regardless of who I am and what I'm going through. Beloved, it's not your actions speak again about you. It's your will that speaks about you. You know what? Until the boxer is being punched in the ring, he could fall twice, three times, until he, I mean, every time he raises up, he's not going to be defeated. They only start counting down, one, two, three, and he's climbing up, all bloody, he says, no. And the referee says, it's, okay, I checked, you can hold your hands up, okay, fight. Your falling gives you more experience not to do the things that you've done before. Every mistake you make, you become wiser. You become more dangerous for the devil. Don't you dare to think that you fell. Why is it as written, the ones that sin much, they will love more? I'm not saying that we all have to go sin and do stupid things to be loved much. No, I'm saying that even if you had the most hardest life, you can take out pearls out of it like no one else could take it around you. And at the end of it all, you will thank God for that hole where you were and where he has taken you out of, because you will have something, some sort of options that no one else around you has. And often he allows this only because later on you could help thousands around you. Will, beloved church, will. Listen. I've noticed this epidemic in our generation with everything that we have, salvation, knowledge, revelation, Bible, the Holy Spirit, the will is taken out. This desire to even get up is no longer there. We're not even talking about victories. And when the Holy Spirit started telling me, Sonny, he says, I am asking you to not pass by the will. The will control, it does not belong any control, satanic control or godly control. That quality, why it is written that I will create them, let's create them in our image and likeness. It says, in no matter what situation you'll be, you can rise up if you will tell your will, rise up. Like David said, why are you disquieted, O my soul? We disquieted him within me. In other words, there was something stronger than his soul inside of David that told him, what did he tell him to do? The will, the will told him to get up, shut your mouth, and move forward. Listen. This desire to move forward is no longer there. And I'll say, will is one of those probably misunderstood, most misunderstood quality in humanity. And that's where the biggest battle happens. The devil doesn't care about your knowledge if you don't have desire to rise up. The devil doesn't care about your baptism, your signs and wonders and miracles that are moving in the gift of the Spirit if you don't desire to. Don't have desire to breathe. You think the devil is battling against you, taking things away from you? You're a child. You still don't understand the way war happens. He takes the most important thing that he can take away is the desire, the will, the hunger. When he takes that away, you could be anointed three times over. No one needs you. You are useless as a substance that just survives. Not lives, survives, exists. So I'm asking, church, right now, notice this in this series of messages of restoration of DNA of a champion. If you want restoration, you will not pass by the will. Will is one of the strongest qualities of a champion. We've talked about honor. Honor is very strong and powerful, but will is the next thing that you cannot pass by. It doesn't matter who said what, what they've done. If I will not allow this to control me, it will never control me. But God will speak with you only the way that you allow him to speak. While you will continue to rise up, he will work with you. So I'm begging all of you that are here, those that are watching us, rise up. Get up. No one is praying for me. You don't need anybody. Oh, no one is praying for you. You don't need anybody. You have been given the substance of heaven that demons or angels do not have. Only God and his children have this. It's called free will. Unique element. Very, very unique. Are you receiving something for yourself? I want to breathe this element of life into your spirit. You have to say, I don't care. Less who's with me, who's against me. Heaven is with me. God is with me. Who cares? Who is gossiping and saying what around me? Beloved, I am obedient and under influence of another element. I don't care what is happening here, beloved. Listen. Will is one of those things, elements that is misunderstood. How do you figure out how some sort of organization is not construction of God? Because where the spirit of religion works, there will always work upon the fact that they should leave you, take your will away, and punish you. If some of you want to figure out where is it, whatever it is that I do or what happens in my life, is it from God or not? Question number one. Are you under pressure from someone? Is someone controlling your emotions? Is someone telling you to do something? That is not God. God will work with you differently. This is why church in its majority cannot be used by God, because everything that God will tell you to do, you have to have another confirmation from someone that has no meaning at all. You need the word of God. So why is it that you live according to what other people say? They have nothing even in common with the place where God is leading you. This is why God chose this person right here, not because he's better or wonderful, whatever. No, oh, guys, you don't even know me. You see that my representative for 2 hours on Sunday, the anointed representative. My beloved, there's me. There's my battles. There are my battles. I have my own personal life, beloved, and I tell you this. One time I told God, and he chose me only because I told him, your voice for me is most important. If someone next to me will confirm that, hallelujah. If they don't, who are you? You know who God chooses? He chooses David, Esther, Anna. Anna was searching for confirmation. Who's going to confirm? Or prophesy to me, is this from God or not from God, the things that I'm doing? That's rubbish. His will, her will brought her up, and she said, you know what, I will have a child. I will have a son. And believe me, they didn't have surgeries or artificial insemination back then. If you were barren, you're barren forever. Now they have all these different things that they can do. And then artificial insemination, 15 children were born. I'm not talking about our technology. I'm saying that this person didn't have hope. What made her get up every day and cry out? What made her look like she's like the last idiot right there in the temple praying? Even the priest, Eli, says, you know what? You're drunk. Look at you. And she turns around and says, let me teach you how to pray. Okay? And apparently that's what happened, because he didn't know how to pray. If you look at his story, what happened to him with his anointed sons, Phineas and Hophni. Listen. How do I discern that some sort of organization or my friends are from God or not from God? No one that has been sent to me by God will never, ever impose their will upon my life. You know, there is a suggestion and then the ones that suggest. There is my opinion and there is another one. This is my opinion. Discern, please, who is speaking to you how. Because even when God will come up to you, he will never impose himself. He says, son, your daughter, remember 2 Deuteronomy. He says, I put before you life or death. He says, please choose life. But he doesn't say, please. No, you choose life, because if you won't choose life, I will kill you. That's not my God. That could be their God. But that's not my God. So, will. If some of you ever ask God questions, God, what should I do? What should I do? Everyone, all the anointed people prayed for me. The most important anointed one didn't pray for you. It's you. Oh, you don't even understand how deep is what I just said. It doesn't matter if it's Benny Hinn or whoever, Captain Pullman, or angels from heaven with the laying of hands. The most important anointed individual in your life is you. Place your hand and say, I have said this way. I will raise up. Do not walk around and search for laying on hands. Do not search for confirmations. Everything that you need are hidden by God inside of you. Will. Invisible battle. Here it is. So, organization that God builds, or the organism that God builds, will never apply pressure onto you. Yes, they might give you advice, but they will never influence you with their opinion. As soon as it touches your will, run away from it, because it's not God. Because, first of all, they will touch your faith, then they will ask you how you got baptized, and then they will touch even how you've been behaving, and what sort of sex you're having with your wife, what sort of clothes. They'll touch your whole life, because that is disease from hell. It's to come in into your life and to take all your will, freedom away from you, to take even ability to think. So every time you pray, you look at the one that controls you, and you say, who's controlling you? I tell you this, look, how do you find out who controls you? As soon as you start doing whatever you want to do, who are you looking at? This, the one that you look at, and opinion you listen to, that's the one that controls your life and your destiny and your future. The only one you should look at when you do something is up. Everything else doesn't matter. They're the same fallen man like the rest of us. Same individuals that stumble and search for God just like you. Stop raising up some sort of individual, because he's the same as you. He just learned to manipulate the will of a man with their whole life. I'll say this, beloved, do not be confused. This doesn't just happen where it's just like, you know, simple people. It also happens where there's wonderful suits and big buildings. You don't have to say, they take my will away over there only. If you will buy a candle, not if you will buy these candles, not in a temple, you have, it's not going to be sanctified. You only have to purchase things here. Whisper here, do this here, do that there. You have to stay quiet here. Beloved, it not only where it happens in churches of old, it also can happen in churches of new. You'll be shocked how freely you give things away. I was there. Thank you. No, thank you. Are you with me? Return your will to yourself. Do not give it away to demons. Do not give it away to any spirit, even if that spirit knocks you down 20 times a day. Get up and say, get out, devil. That is the spirit of a conqueror. This is the one that says, it doesn't matter if I had drugs or had these things. I was in dirt. It doesn't matter. I get up right now. I raise up. Right now, I am not looking at myself. If God was able to forgive me the things that I didn't even do, then I am able to raise up out of my mistake. From God's side, everything is taken care of. Religion, of course, doesn't want to accept that, because as soon as you receive the fact that everything has been forgiven, why do you need the church? Why you'd no longer have to pray for, you know, forgiveness of sins and all these things. Everything has been forgiven with the blood of covenant that is not on this human altar in this time. It's outside of time, in heaven. Live freely. So, question, can you be yourself in that surrounding where you are at? Check yourself. No one says anything or speaking against anybody. But if you cannot be who you were born to be and do your own decisions, make your own decisions, live the way that you want, breathe the way that you want, listen to whoever you want, go wherever you want to go, do whatever you want to do. Of course I hear this. What is it? What do you mean you can do whatever it is you want? Well, I am sorry, God. Yeah, they'll do whatever they want. Beloved, when we will truly get to know the freedom, we will not want dirt and sin. You know why sin is still desired? Because sin is forbidden. And this is for the ones that think, that like to think. Let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what I just said. So, the purpose of the kingdom of darkness is to steal the will, to destroy the body and destroy the soul. The kingdom of darkness is, their thing is to steal your will. When I started dissecting and researching this even more, I was shocked that the first goal of the kingdom of darkness is to steal your will. When that's taken away, you'll do whatever a pope or some other pastors or bishops will tell you. You know, there are different rules and regulations in our physical realm, and it's good, to, of course, to be obedient. But in the spiritual life or in the spiritual realm, there's only one, and that's whatever God says. You know, I've seen more desire for life in animals than I did in some people. I've seen more desire to live in animals than with certain people, that they do not die, they're not sick, but they totally wrote off their lives. She's powerful, he's strong, they can do all things, but no, they totally gave away their lives, and they made themselves believe that they're nothing, they can do anything. You were working on yourself for a really long time to be in this place. You should even get a medal. How do you destroy yourself? You say it's demons? You say it's demons? Demons is just such nothingness. Blood. They cannot take вот your will. This is why for devil you're опасен, so dangerous, because a man with his own free will, the kingdom of darkness has no clue what you're going to do. For them, you're dangerous, because at one moment you turn around and breakthrough for your nation comes through you, and the devil cannot do anything. He cannot control it. You're unpredictable. All that he can do is apply pressure. And some of us under pressure do crack, give away our will. So I tell you, do not sign this contract with him. Look. The goal of kingdom of darkness is to take our will away and to leave us just in existence, in survival mode. Beloved, if I was ever serious and really spot on with this thing, this is it. That church of our days, she is existing, surviving in this majority. I don't see many churches all over the world, and we know these churches, and we hear them, we listen to the messages of these individuals. There's a handful of them. Why? Because they bring life to everything that they touch, because God is in them. But beloved, there is nothing super anointed. No, there is will. One just said, that's it, I'm gonna go, and the other said, I could care less. And that's where the difference is at. The difference is not an anointing. God has one salvation, one blood of Jesus, one Holy Spirit. The only thing that separates us, others have will to move, and the others gave their will into the kingdom of darkness. Because the kingdom of darkness was smacking you, and as soon as you stopped, it let you go, of course, because it's achieving what it wants to achieve. And you're like in this comfort physical realm, you're in comfort, but you lose yourself, your spiritual self, because the most important thing has been taken away. This quality has been taken away, quality of humanity that cannot be taken away. You know what, everything that can be taken away, you can take everything away. Legs, hands, will is this thing.
Она не материализируется, it's понимаете, not, да? Воля — это что-то невидимое, оно где-то находится, где я ее вижу в человеке, но не могу понять, почему. У него нет руки, он слепой, а он проповедует на крусейдах тысячах. Я не могу объяснить, почему это не человек, это туловище с головой, а он влияет на миллионы. Я не могу понять, что это.
With a head, but he influences millions. And I understand what this is. I've seen people that cannot pronounce words, they type such things that really so wise. Beloved, apparently the will is so much more important than your ability to speak, than your vision, than your hands and legs. legs and other body parts. Everything that you think is so important in your life is absolutely not important for the kingdom of God. Because for the kingdom of God, the most important thing is your will. Who right now has your will? You can have it, you can hold on to it. And that can only be you. The will is not given away to anybody. I take my will, and it's in obedience to the kingdom of light. You know what I say? I say, let your, not my will be done, but who? What? Your will. In other words, I take my will, and I place it onto the will of God. And now my will is to create and do what my Father wants me to do. But that is my choice. God did not make me do that. And if they've scared you with God, run away from that God. That is not God. God can only attract you with His love. He's not going to scare anybody. You know who is searching for power? The one that does not have it. You know why God is not trying to get more power? You know why Satan is trying to get power? Did you place it all in the right departments right now? You understand? I'm just throwing questions at you. Ask God for wisdom to comprehend what I'm saying. The one that has no authority or power tries to get it. Why is it in the wrong families, women try to be the head of the family? And in those families, the husbands, they're not an authority. Because men have it automatically. Hello? And women, the women need to conquer it and take it by force. Of course, we don't have that. No, not in this church. It's them over there. It's for a virtual church. They're not free there. With us, everything is great, wonderful. What are you talking about? Women are obedient to their husbands, and husbands are not losers. Everyone's victorious. Men are champions, they're not losers. And if you have the spirit of a loser, say, I'm not a loser in the name of Jesus. I take my will and authority and power in my life. My wife is not going to work for two. I think I hear more women's voices now. Say, I'm not going to lay on the couch for 8 hours a day. Again, all the women say amen, of course. So God is not trying. He's not trying to get power and authority. He's not applying pressure on you because He can do it and He has all of it. Instead of that, He chooses a position of love, and He attracts you through Himself, not the things that He's going to give you. He draws you with His beauty. He says, son and daughter, choose me. I want to be with you. Not my tributes. Not half of my kingdom. I want to be with you. The king wants to be with you. Instead of Satan, he takes everything the other way. Why? Because he is chasing after power. He doesn't have it. He wants to destroy because he does not know what is it to give life, to raise someone up. In other words, pay attention. What is happening in your life? If someone is going after your free will, if someone is going after your decisions, no matter what it is, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. They can only advise you, brother or sister. No one can impose their will upon you. That has to be my choice and your choice. Even if it's going to take you in an interesting path, but it's still your choice. The goal of the kingdom of darkness is to steal the will away, destroy the body, and then the soul. I've seen animals that wanted more will to live than people. His dog has more desire to live than he himself. My dream, for some reason, was always, and this thing is to raise up the fallen ones from their knees, to return the will. So for these individuals to defeat the devil and to come out of their battles victorious, for some reason, you know what, I have this desire constantly. You know what, the holy ones, for some reason, irritate me. You know, quote-unquote holy. The people that you tell them, they've read it. You give them a new revelation. They knew about it 30 years ago. You brought something new. They said it. I you know what? I already forgot about this thing. It's so old. So you know what? I'm irritated by people like that. I care about people that need help. Some, for instance, they say, I need help. What do I do? And I always had this dream to raise up these people. And according to, through testimonies, I understand what's happening because the DNA transforms. If that DNA is inside of you, it touches people that need this. Because the sick need the doctor, right? Amen? Not the healthy ones. So all the you healthy ones, go and bring health to the others. Right now, we're working with the ones that really need help. I remember that time in my life when I was left out of sight of my will, desire even get up. And in the morning, I did not want to get up. And how many times I just not get up out of my bed in the morning at all. And there, that's where I gave up my will. This is where I absolutely understood that right now, everything depends on my decision. God is standing next to me. The devil is next to me. It doesn't matter. The whole spiritual world could be in my room, but my decision is based on me and my will. Would I want to get up or not?
Beloved,
elements of falling may depend on you or not. Yeah, maybe certain things have not been confessed or certain doors have not been shut and there might not be some freedom in certain areas. It doesn't matter. What matters is, do you get up after these things? Church, beloved, my family, I beg you, all of you that are watching, please continue getting up, rising up, no matter what, continue raising up. The devil will not steal your family away from you if you will not give it away. The devil cannot do anything until you will accept it and give it away. That's how weak he is. Can you imagine? This ancient serpent, he can't deal with you. And you're telling me something, beloved, inside of us there's something that shocks the spirit of darkness. Because out of all the things, the devil is defeated. That's it. Finished. He has no way out. But you can get up and say, you know what? Today I make a decision, and from this day forward, everything is going to be completely different. And guess what? Everything is different. Can you just imagine, beloved, can you imagine how much power and strength you have inside of you from God? You don't need to ask for anything. You have been given everything by God. Use your will. You know what? Sometimes you look at marathons, and what makes these people run to these horrible distances? What makes them, Lord, seriously? I am not the one that likes to run. I watch marathons on TV. Not all of it. I like to watch the finish line. When they just crawl to the finish line. I like to look at the faces of the ones that crawl to the finish line. I like to look at the faces of those that ride the bikes, you know, when they do the Tour de France. They spend days and days riding it. I love watching at the face when he crosses the finish line. What makes him do that? God, devil? No. He himself. He is making himself do these things, raise up to such heights that he himself is shocked that he climbed that high. Sometimes you look at Mount Everest or Rainier, you know, it's not compared to Everest. People climb that high, so many of them died, and there are flags, that markers of those that died. I watched documentaries on that Mount Everest. How many people went there and they had lost body parts, ears, and nose, and fingers, only because over there his name would be there. He lost everything. Is that God, devil? No, it's him, himself. Beloved, if he has that much will, the man that doesn't even know God, for instance, to climb that high, some sort of mountain, to lose body parts, beloved, then we have enough will to touch this world. You just have to rise up and say, no, this is my time, devil, this is my position, this is my time to shine. Get lost. I am rising up. I am standing up. You will never conquer me. I am inhaling clean air, and I'm saying, new season starts right now. I do this. You do this. And no one can influence this at all. And God sits next to you and says, oh, yeah, that's my sonny. Good job, sonny.
Что заставило Давида?
What made David?
При многотысячной армии.
Amongst the thousands, thousands of soldiers to climb on to get out of that field, not even having a weapon. Will. Because he did not like that. And David was one of those individuals that was different than the rest of the army that was standing there, including Saul. He was that individual. He had will. The first thing that the If you do not understand this message, and you will not, nothing else will matter, because you will never use the things that I've been preaching for years, because you don't have will or desire to do that. You know what? Sometimes I'm shocked by these things. Someone goes to the depths, and then he knows that he... What is that disease when divers, deep-sea divers, something happens in their blood when they dive to depths, and they're oxygen-deprived under the pressure. Some of them really get seriously sick because they make a decision to study something, find some sort of seaweed or fish or whatever, something at the bottom of the ocean, so that his name would be written as a scientist, and he shortens his life in half. Instead of 90, he lives 40, 35. Sometimes I'm shocked by that. These professional divers, deep sea divers, these true guys, not the ones that just do it for fun, no, but the scientists, the true ones, that you see that he left young, died young, because he made that decision to be first in some sort of area of influence. I'm not saying that we all have to do all these things. No, it's an example. If a man, for instance, doesn't know God and has stronger will than majority of people in the church, then I'm sorry. That means there is something inside of us that God does not even deal with. He just gave it to us. It doesn't matter, believer, unbeliever, Christian or Christian. If you're a believer, you probably have more garbage in you. This is what you have more in you. That's a different message. And restoration of DNA of a champion. But beloved, please hear me today. I look at these moments in life where I did not want to get up. And, you know, I was without will, and Satan, you know, made it this way that I didn't have a desire to live, because my battles were so horrible and so hard and long that I practically gave up. My wife knows this, and she can confirm it, because I had this period that lasted a couple of years where, I tell you this, it was a period in my life, it was like hell. I cannot explain it otherwise. It was just heart problems, horrible headaches, darkness. I was just knocking myself out with drugs, like sleeping aids. I could not, you know, hang out or drink or do whatever. That was my nature. Everything that I was doing, I was dying from depression. The spirit of death was just suffocating me. You don't need to sin to die young. You just need to give your will away. That's it. Some people say the sin will be victorious over you. You know, see, sometimes 100 years old, oh man, he's drinking, and then a 30-year-old cannot live. Apparently, a problem is not in alcohol or drugs or whatever. The problem isn't, they have their problems there, yes, of course, but the problem is that guy does things according to his will, and everything that you do, pastor told you to do, or deacon to do, or your mother or father told you, or some sort of prophet, that's your problem. They've applied pressure upon you, and you don't live your life. You can be married to a wonderful young man or married to a wonderful young woman with money, but that was not your choice, and that would be horrible for you the rest of your life. It will be pretty, but not for you. You could be in a house, yes, wonderful house, but the house is not yours. It wasn't your choice. Someone imposed it upon you. They might anoint you into ministry. You'd be horrible every day behind a podium or after some sort of instrument or on fields of missionary, because it's not yours. Yeah, people will repent around you and come to God, because God uses even donkeys. He doesn't care. But you will feel miserable, even worse than that donkey, because the donkey was working according to the will of God. He was prophesying to the prophet right in. It was bullseye. He knew that at that moment he was called and anointed. And he was using, he was fulfilling the will of God. He was wiser than that prophet. If any of you remember that story.
хотел бы, чтобы в Библии побольше таких приколов.
I really want the Bible to have more of stories like that. You know how Jonah was eaten by a fish, and it was just like a donkey's talking, and it's like, hey, it's a zoo out there. Unique.
Вы знаете, я никак не мог понять, за что я получаю каждый день по зубам.
I don't understand. I didn't understand why I get it smashed in my mouth every day because I didn't deserve it. Any of you ever had that? I'll tell you this: a majority of you, you had it. If you didn't, buckle up. Because it's coming, okay? I'm not prophesying anything. I'll tell you this. You know what? Because someone will try to go against. I said, God, I didn't do anything. I didn't even get off of my bed today so that I wouldn't even sin. Not that I didn't want to sin today. God, I just couldn't today. I just slept all day. And the demons are ripping me apart. And I said, God, this is, what is this? And then I understood why this was all happening. The devil tried to take my will away, to get up, to breathe, to live. You think your battle is whatever it is. Oh, I think I'm going to pray. It's because I prayed for the sister. That's why I'm under all this pressure. The devil, his main purpose is to take your will away. You can come into the transformation center, be at every conference, raise your hands, and come out for impartation, but in the inside be dead, defeated, because you don't have your will. You gave it to someone. And you are waiting for someone to resuscitate you. But in that condition, you are the only one that can resuscitate you. That's it. Say never ever to give up. That's what I told God. With legs, without legs, with eyes or without eyes, if I fell or didn't fall, stumble or crumbling, or am I biting the ground? I don't care. I could care less. I am following you. That was my decision. That's it. And no one can take that away from me. If I fell or didn't fall, whatever, made a mistake, whatever, just lead back, it doesn't matter. I said, God, I'm making a covenant with you. That was my most horrible condition. You know this product that you're taking. You know me better than I know myself. I will probably do something that I didn't come up with yet. And then when you make a covenant with this person, God, I tell you the truth, my will might even surprise you. But I make a decision to go to you on a plane, swimming, crawling, it doesn't matter. I'm going into your direction. You know, there's this parable. Run to God. You can't run, walk. You can't walk, crawl. You can't crawl, just lay in God's direction. Just lay facing God. That's it. It doesn't matter. You can't walk, you can't crawl. God, where are you? So I'm laying this way into your direction. God, this is just a testimony that I'm not giving up. Are you with me? Do not give away your will to anybody. It's a gift from heaven that no one controls. It's a gift of heaven. And God says, Sonny, pay attention at the will. That is my gift to you. No one, even I, cannot touch that. Can you? Have you ever noticed this? Especially ministers of Encounter, you all know. You turn around and you say, the devil. And there could be not even the devil. Sometimes, guys, you know what? We've kissed out such demons, it was like legions of demons. And you can imagine what a legion is. And this legion is obedient to you. And then that legion came out of him. And you tell him, take your hands out of your pockets. Take your hands out of your pockets, so. Hands in the name of Jesus. Have you noticed that nothing works? You know, for the devil, it's so important to use warlocks, soothsayers, and witches, because you are in the name of Jesus, doesn't work with them. You need to have your strong spirit and cooperation. I'll say this. You need to have a covenant with angels to work in that area. That's not going to work anymore. Name of Jesus works only to the demonic realm, but to deal with the spirit of a man. Oh, it's a different message. I'm not going to go there. You're going to need a completely different power. The Lord took me there. He showed me that your spirit has to be stronger than his spirit. And it's not name against name, like it was demons, because demons are not cast out by me. It's Jesus in me commanding them Explain to me, how is it an invisible thing? You don't even see it physically. You can't make it physically leave. Come out, leave right now in Jesus' name. No, it's not going to work with... It only works in the name of Jesus. But a man that is sold out to Satan, they have to see you, who you are in the spirit. It's lessons in demonology, but that's not what we're studying right now. You cannot deal with one man, but you can deal with legions of demons in an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
For someone, this is deep, even though it's just baby steps right now. So understand. If you cannot deal with some sort of man, let no one deal with you. Just live freely. Yes, you can make your mistakes. Get up. Learn lessons from your mistakes. This is your life. You live it. Because we have so many people, so many advisors, so no matter what you want to do, someone will advise you how to do it. Allow me to live my life at least a day. Let me make my own mistake. Allow me to get out of my mistake and learn my lesson. By the way, get smarter, wiser, closer to God. So many people that don't even live their own lives. So, I was in these battles years and years. I was shocked. I would knock myself out with sleeping pills. I didn't understand what was happening. And I couldn't fall asleep. Demons in the night, demons in the afternoon, demons are choking me. And I was going through a horror, and I said, God, I had nothing against God because I knew it was, I deserved it all. And then some. I had nothing against God. I just had love and respect, even when I had most horrible days. But inside, it was all logic. I understood that I've done something now. But now I'm like, okay, what's happening? I haven't done anything for a year, and I'm getting punished as if for 3 years. And then God said, Sonny, you don't understand. Right now, battle is for your will, not for your actions. Right now, the devil, all the pressure, all gossip, all horrible things that are going against you is to take this desire to raise up and move forward away from you. This is why the battle is raging. And when I understood that, I said, is this how it is? That's it. I'm done with sleeping pills. I will do it. I will make it. And that was 2004, the year when I was being resurrected. That is that lesson that I received. And beloved, I've finally gotten to it. The will. If you only knew what is a will. You have power, you have opportunity, you have weapons. But will is taken away for devil. That's the most dangerous quality in the man. Free will. Because while you have free will, you are dangerous. You are unpredictable. His whole purpose is as soon as you're walking about, right away, surround you with those that will abort your will. You will do what they will tell you. They'll teach you how to pray, how to go, how to... That's why in the eyes of many people, I'm heretic, Satan. For someone, I'm life, for someone, I'm death. But that's Bible. That's how it's supposed to be. It's written that it says that for some, I am life, and for some, I am death. Paul clearly tells us, for some you are life and for others you're death. It's how it is. You cannot be life for everyone. There are animals that only live in the darkness, and then they do not want to see light, and they cannot even live in light. So be careful when you, with your smile and your flashlights, I'm going to shine upon all of you. Here's light. And someone smacks you in the face. Here you go. You will lose your teeth and your flashlight. Lord, what was happening? Nothing. You just shine on the things that shouldn't be shined upon. And then from the best friend, you turn into worst enemies. Why? Because you never knew what was hidden in those friends until you turned the light on. I didn't know too, but once I did, it was like, oh my goodness, I saw a lot of things. I noticed that as soon as you turn the light on, all individuals that love the darkness, they run away from it. They're irritated by light. Let's talk about purses, about cars.
Botox, поговорим.
talk about Botox. Let's talk about houses, new carpet. Let's talk about whatever, business. But not about true Jesus that lives and resurrects and saves and changes people. Because this light irritates the ones that live in the darkness. And everything that you have to do, just turn the light on and you'll see who is who around you.
У Тани вот свидетельство было, осталась одна, да?
How she вот stayed значит, herself. Remember that testimony? That's how many friends
Иисус,
you really had.
Вот
Jesus, that's your friend.
У меня то же самое было. Вот Иисус, вот он мой друг и был. Я говорю, Бог, так а что у меня друзей нет?
That was with me. I said, Lord, I don't have any friends. Nope.
У вас была дружба, основанная на чем?
You had friendship that was based upon something, but not of me. But as soon as they came into your life, everyone that is not of me left.
Поэтому
so, shine, move, do not worry that everything that is from the light will be with you. Everything that is afraid of light, it will leave itself. Have you ever thought what makes a bloody beat up boxer raise up every time? I love these things like MMAs, which is mixed martial arts or boxing, where you check and you see the heart of a champion or a fighter, where they put everything that they are into that ring to show really who they are. Beloved, I've seen battles. This one fighter was, he had a broken hand and a broken leg, and he won that battle. He had a broken hand and a leg during the fight, and he no longer used that hand to fight when he limped. And he won the battle. What is that? I am looking at this and I'm not understanding, and I see in those eyes something. Yes, he's in the ring. He said, I will die, but I will have the belt of a champion. What makes them do this? Their will. I beg you
волю,
to return your will that the devil took years to
верни
take it away from you. Bring
скажи,
it back, return it, and say, I will be who God wants me to be. You don't need to move far. You just have to raise up and say, I am here, I am waiting, I am going, and I will do it. Whatever it is you tell me to do. That's how it was with me. And when he told me, move, two.
Yeah,
I said, I had certain battles, I didn't want to deal with things, and I was fighting God, but he said, Sonny, you want it? And then I said, okay, I'll go. And now you see the result of my own personal rising up. I want to see the results of your personal rising up, of your will, of your spirit. Beloved, can you imagine your will plus your reborn spirit from above? Can you imagine what you're going to do? Those fighters in the ring, they are nothing compared to you. You're born from above. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit. You have the fire of God. Can you just imagine what you could do if you just not give up? Just not give up. It doesn't matter what people think. You fell 25 times and get up on the 26th. It doesn't matter. What are you answering before them? Get up and go. And you'll see how God gives birth to champions. God is on your side. The first thing that I understood, and what you have to know today, Satan is he's unable to take your will away. He cannot. Again, I tell you this, the devil can never take anyone's will away. The one that was possessed and walking in the tombs in the area in the mountains, he came to Jesus, even though he had legion of demons. The legion of demons ran away from Jesus, but that man crawled to him because the man said he had this maybe half percentage of his will left, and he still came to Jesus. Any of you who are from that area, you have even more chances. If he, as possessed as he was, and chained, beloved, let's look at that story from a spiritual element. If that individual was able to come where he, they said that there was nothing human left in him, he lived in tombs, he would rip his chains apart. It's not a man, that's a zombie. But in that zombie, there was half percentage. He turned on that half percent in that legion of demons could not hold him back. Legion had to come out because he said, you know what? You know where I love that variation of that individual man? He couldn't even say anything because demons took over everything. Everything that he could do is direct himself into the direction of Jesus and just lay down. I am begging you, beloved. If you tell me you have bad life, you can't even imagine what bad life he had. He was naked.
Он жил в гробах.
He lived in tombs. Any of you run around naked at night and live in tombs?
Перестань скулить.
So stop complaining.
Меня никто не любит.
No one loves me. Imagine what sort of love he had. I feel so bad. No one accepts me at my work. He had chains instead of work. He didn't even have his mind, his same mind. You even have an ability to speak. That's a bonus. He was so dumb that he couldn't even speak anything. He just laid toward in the direction of Jesus. How many are you in there? Legion? You with me? Are you receiving something for yourself? Restore the DNA of a champion. God wants for you to be restored. Beloved, if you only know that from heaven, after Jesus gave you his blood and the Holy Spirit, not much is from heaven. You have everything. Jesus is in you. Why is one champion and the other one is not? Because one wants to go and the other one doesn't. You need to stop complaining and going and searching for things. Conferences and deliverances and deliverance. Come here. Let me give you something. And freedom will come from the spirit of dumb. And you'll just say, I'm going to stop complaining and chasing after all these leaders and pastors. I'm telling myself, Father, I am raising up. Give me strength. Hold me up, Daddy. But I tell you, yes, I am raising up. So maybe you'll be quiet right now. Maybe you'll be halfway done, but make that decision right now. Believe me, this decision, you can't even imagine how heaven will rejoice. Satan is unable to take your will away. Everything he does is creates pressure, and we give our own will away when we no longer want to go on this invisible battle, beloved, but how dangerous and hard it is. At that time, as I was writing this message, I saw many individuals that have been called for great things, but themselves gave up their will because they did no longer want to believe and continue going forward. I'm sitting, I'm writing, and I see masses of people, dots, dots, dots everywhere on the map. He tells me, it's those that this message will help to raise up. Beloved, you know what? I have plenty of will. I went through all of these things. You can't box me in. This is why I irritate other ones that are like their boxes. Because I do what I want. I say what I want. If I said something wrong, well, I'm sorry. It's my mistake, if anything. You make mistakes too. You have the right to make mistakes. Getting up, falling, crawling, whatever. Who made up this variation of being sinless and holy? You're just untouchable. That's an illusion. It does not exist. We're all people. We're all humans. We make mistakes. You don't make mistakes here, of course, because you're sitting down. 2 hours. Look. I'm telling you, beloved, rise up, just like in my life. All you need is one punch. Don't be afraid. Heaven is on your side, just say, beloved, I tell you this. I'm telling you this message, and I feel that there are people that have one word, one decision separates you from great and powerful things. One decision, just one, when you say, that's it, in my life, I... You know what? Devil, I tell you. Not in the name of Jesus, but I tell you, you disease, I will not give up, okay? What Jesus did in my life, I'm so thankful to him, to death. But this, I am telling you, devil. I am an individual. Not all, you don't need to hide. No, don't worry. You know why you'll be sitting next to the one that overcame? Because you have to overcome something yourself as well, okay? You cannot be hiding behind Christ all your life. You have to battle right there, side to side with Jesus. It is written, if we share in his sufferings, also in and all the other things we share with him. In the life of Samson, there was this one unique incident. Samson, he was not a good guy. Really not so good. And he did everything against the law. He slept with all these women. He lived in it and sin. He was a judge. You couldn't even call him a judge. He was an embarrassment for Israel. He did whatever it is he wanted, and if he didn't fight somewhere, and if he did fight, he did it not for God, but for himself. Someone kind of said something against him, that's it, payback time. He didn't go and do it because God told him. There was 1,000 guys and came and told him, what is it that you're allowing yourself to do? Says that he took a jawbone from a donkey and started fighting them. Not that he was doing it for God, just because someone, you know, caught him and doing certain things like setting fields on fire with foxes. He's not a good guy, but beloved, at the end of his life, his will was awakened. For many years that he was there, his hair grew back. And those of you know that for hair to really grow back to decent length, you need at least 4 or 5 years. And you know what his power was located in. So his eyes were out, and he was just working. That wasn't the will of God. That wasn't his calling. He did it himself. He chose that himself. But in this one incident, small amount of time, at the end of his life, a true will rises up. Before, nothing mattered for that time, but this is where the place where Samson repented and came to God. I like the scripture. I'm finishing up. Judges 16:28. Judges 16:28. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, this is it right here. It doesn't say God spoke to Samson. Samson called to the Lord. Beloved, please, call out to the Lord, okay? He hears you. He wants to be with you. Samson called to the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, earnestly remember me. I pray you and strengthen me. I pray you only this once. Oh God, and let me have one vengeance upon the Philistines for both my eyes." 29. And Samson laid hold of the two middle pillars by which the house was borne up, one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson cried, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself mightily, and the house fell upon their princes and upon all the people that were in it. So the dead whom he slew at his death were more than whom he slew in his life. Beloved, I am begging you. We don't need to live like Samson. We don't need to come to that point to the end of our life to use our will. I beg you, while you're juicy, while you're still fresh, while you still have the ability, rise up, because you have no idea what a champion is inside of you. You have no idea. With all of my imagination, I could not imagine in 2004, when I was being in this old house in depression, all grown with facial hair, and I said, "God, from this day on, everything is beginning to change." And I said it. One more time, I'm going to say to you, God helps us. But at that point, everything was depending on me. I could have stayed in that life stage, but I made a decision, and I believe that you can make that decision as well. And even that 2004, in that room where I died for myself and rose up for Christ, where my will, my personal will, rose up, and I said to myself, I am a corpse, but what if I do something that will keep an echo in my family? Nobody saw me back then. Nobody saw me almost dead with a lot of diseases and sicknesses and with all those movies going around. It was just a one terrible movie. And then I said, you know what, God? Devil is just pushing on me and pushing on me. And I said, cannot get any worse. It just went through my mind. It cannot get any worse. There's no lower bottom. I'm at the bottom. I felt it with my butt. I felt my bottom. And devil said, you know what, you won't be able to do anything. And I said, are you idiot? Right now I can't do anything, but from this bottom I cannot go any deeper, I cannot go any lower. You pushed me so low that almost my head is touching the bottom. And now I am making the decision to get up and do, because it cannot get any worse. And I'm telling you, it won't get any worse. People called you alcoholic, but now they've just called you heretic. Nothing's gonna change. Are you here with me? Those people, same people, will call you names. Those who called you idiot, unchristian, alcoholic, they will call you heretic, satanist. For them, you will never prove anything. Even if you're drinking, you're stupid. And if you're calling out to God, you're the same. So leave that. And I'm one of those people who decided to make a decision and see at the end of life what will happen. What will happen? 9 years later, and it's not so bad, actually. And it's the devil. You're a liar. You're a liar. You said it will get worse, but worse is not, it's only coming to you. I'm rising, I'm heading up. You might have weaknesses in your life, but will raise you up and say inside of yourself, I will get up, I will never give up. Just feed yourself with good words. I know masses of people here, you are beginning to do that. That is why you are here. You did not agree with that style of life. You said it. And some packed their bags and moved here because you are a strong person. You said, I cut everything off and I make a decision. You have no idea how strong it is in God's eyes and how much He values that. You said, I will be there where fire is. You have to know that a mistake and a will is a different thing. Mistakes, sins, it's one thing. But broken will is another thing. Broken will is it. Nothing matters else. You do not want to live. You don't want to breathe. You don't want to move. You do not want anything. That is a testimony of broken will. You gave it to somebody. Come back to that place and take back that will. If it's a human, do not hit the person. Just bless that person and take your will back. Beloved, you think that you're going to lose somebody? We're not going to lose. We never had anything. It's an illusion. You are just going to disconnect from something that you're not supposed to be with. I'd rather live like this and know who are around me than live a life and play a game with those who are playing a game and never know who is who. I was shocked myself when I came to God. I had a lot of friends before. I came to the crowd of people where we would talk about different topics, and I told them, you know what, God touched me. They said, mm-hmm. Guys, I want you to experience the same thing. They're like, mm-hmm. Those were all Pentecostal guys.
Я приехал в Америку, ничего не знал. Они разбирали машины, и
And I came to America and they were just working on the cars and
Если до меня какие-то менты приехали, я только представляю, что было.
And I was like, oh my gosh, if the police would come here, what the police would see? They would see 15 Honda Civics taken apart in one apartment. They're like, it's fine, everything is okay, we'll put it back together. And they said, these are not my friends. This was when I just came to the United States. I did not know God yet. And when I made a decision, everybody turned around. Everyone turned around. Not a single person stayed with me and said, I want to know Jesus with you. They're not your friends. Work on your will. You can stop it. I started training my will. And you know, when attacks stopped coming, and you know when people say, oh, I don't even know what to do, it's getting so bad. You know what? I just sat down and said, devil, sit down right across me. I will tell you something. No matter what I'm going to do, no matter how you're going to press on me or push on me, no matter what you're going to do, it's nothing. I'm going towards Jesus, and whatever you're trying to do, you know, devil tried still attacking me, but you know what? I raise up, wipe up my boogers, and I say, I'm walking towards God. You know, your will will surprise others. You know, there's a toy we have in Russia that, you know, you do remember? It's a little toy. No matter how you toss it, it still gets up. No matter how you throw it, no matter how you push it. And, you know, that was a little toy. And I told Satan, no matter what you're trying to do, it's pointless, it's worthless. And there were a few more attacks. But there were no more really attacks. I'm always happy, always with him, because I made my decision forever. So when you make your own decision right now, forever, blood of Christ has washed you already. The decision has to come from here now. And when those two decisions come, devil won't be able to do anything about it. If you have won the